The episode you're about to listen to was recorded in October of 2022 while Samuel George and a few others and I were traveling through Dubai. The podcast focuses on challenges that Pakistan has faced regarding recent flooding. So last summer, there were unprecedented monsoon floods in Pakistan, which created all kinds of challenges, destroying homes, devastating livelihoods, and taking the lives of thousands of people. In response, the Church of God in Karachi, Pakistan, led by Reverend Samuel George, began reaching out and providing basic provisions to five impoverished villages in the Sindh province who were displaced by the floods and left without any government assistance. The podcast was recorded in October, but the challenges continue. Today, the majority of men, women, and children in these villages remain displaced and living in extremely dire conditions. On top of that, it's unseasonably cold this January, which is making survival even more difficult. Near freezing temperatures and morning frost pose a great threat to those living in makeshift tents without good shoes and warm clothing. Church of God Ministries in the United States and Canada continues to support and work closely with the Church of God in Karachi as they're purchasing and distributing food, firewood, warm clothes, and waterproof tents to over 400 people in those communities in the Sindh province. So as you listen to this and hear the information that Reverend George shares, remember that this challenge continues even today. And if you want to help partner to help support people living in those communities, you can do that through the Church of God Ministries Disaster Relief Line. Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome to A World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tapman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places.
Like a coffee shop in an airport terminal.
Or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Welcome to A World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and I am actually in the back of a crowded taxi. So it's really funny that in our little introduction, we always say, it's Nate's voice, but he says, even in the back of a crowded taxi. I have never done a podcast in the back of a crowded taxi, though Nate has. This is my first experience. I'm sitting in a taxi. I'm not in the very back. Nate and Dr. Latif are in the very back, but there are five of us in this taxi on a trip in Dubai, visiting some leaders here. But I wanted to sit and have a quick conversation with my dear friend, Reverend Samuel George from Pakistan, about things that have been happening there. And so I thought, we have a busy schedule. While we're in the back of a crowded taxi, we should have a conversation and a podcast. So we are making that happen. Reverend George, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast once again.
Yes, and thank you for having me, Andrew. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and to be able to come in contact with your listeners.
Well, and I am grateful. I was talking to Don Armstrong, who's also on this trip. It was exactly a year ago that I visited you in Pakistan, and it was a wonderful experience. I still remember what a great time I had there. Thank you so much for welcoming me, and I'm grateful to get to travel with you again.
Yeah, it was really exciting to have you back in Pakistan, and looking forward to maybe in the near future, you'll come back again.
I would love to do that. So for those that don't know you, Reverend George, first of all, if you don't know Reverend George, you should go back and listen to the podcast where he shared about the Church of God in Pakistan, and you can learn all about the incredible work that's happening there. But for those that don't know you, you are the national leader for the church in Pakistan. How many churches? Tell us just really briefly about what it looks like, what the church looks like in Pakistan.
Well, we started our ministry in 1960. We right now currently have 263 congregations, big or small, with about 120 some pastors working nationally all around the country. We also have a Bible college, which is functioning since 1979.
Wow.
We had some children's schools, about seven of them, which were operating there. At the moment, they are not working because of the COVID and other related issues. But that is basically what we do in Pakistan.
One of the things I think is exciting is we had a number of conversations a year ago when we were together. And to think a year has gone by and all the wonderful things that are happening. So one of the conversations we had was, what if Children of Promise could get started there?
Yes.
And you're in the process of doing that.
Yes.
Razia, who was also one of the on the podcast,
yes,
is going to be the national director for the work of Children of Promise.
And yes,
you were telling me you're putting together the packets with the kids' information and moving forward with that, which is incredible.
Yes, currently we have a certain number that we are trying to reach out to those kids. We're processing their information. And of course, the need is always there. You know, need is always great. But deciding the students according to their needs and their background. And this is exciting to know and to come together and to affect the lives of those children.
Yeah, another way for the church to reach out and be connected and support the families in its community.
Yes, and that is, you know, the scripture also tells us that not only the spiritual food, but also we should pray and look after those who are in need. You know, Jesus said, you have done unto them as you have done unto me.
Yeah.
So that's very important for us to do that.
On top of that, when we met last year, we talked about a radio program potentially being started, an Urdu radio program online. And that's also gotten off the ground as well. And it's currently on Facebook. Is that right?
Kind of
where the output of that is?
Yes, it is. It's growing exponentially. We have about 16,000 plus followers.
Wow.
In just a few months. We focus basically on the inspirational needs of the people who never heard about the good news of Jesus. And we tell them the goodness of Christ and how he gives us hope.
Yeah.
So it's really, people are hungry and they're just in need of the message of Jesus Christ.
Well, incredible that all that's happened in just this last year. And actually, one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you was to talk about some things that have happened recently. We have heard a number of stories of things that have happened and shared some of it on our Facebook, on our social media platforms, about some flooding that's happened.
Sure.
And I'd just love to hear firsthand, like, what's been going on? What's been the impetus of that? How did that start? And how did that affect the churches? And just to get an update for those that may have seen the posts or heard something about it, but not known exactly what was going on.
Yes. You know, it's been happening all over the world, floods and all kind of other disasters. Pakistan was hit by monsoon flooding. Mm. It happened first in the southern city of Karachi, and then it moved up north into the interior parts of the Sindh province, and slowly it went all the way up north to the northern parts of the country. And this year, they said that the record has been for over 100 years.
Wow.
We never had this much rain or flood waters. In the province of Sindh, we had over 5 feet of water in the agricultural part of the province.
Wow.
All the crops for this year are destroyed in that province, which brings the cost of food up exponentially. Yeah. So in the coming months, we see a great need probably of shortage of food or shortage of money to buy the food.
Yeah.
Think vegetable or fruit that costs 100 rupees probably will now cost 300, 400 rupees.
Wow.
So the need is great. We're just praying and hoping that the food and the shortages will be curbed to some extent.
Well, and that's a really important thing because I think people may not realize that. You know, we think about the damage that flooding can do to buildings, which is true and a challenge. But the flooding can also wipe out crops, like you said, and end livelihoods. I mean, the ability for people that not only benefited from those crops, but the farmers, the harvesters are out of job. I mean, all of that is a precipitating things that cause even more issues when a disaster like this strikes.
Exactly. And plus, those farmers or those workers who work on the farms, they have lost their homes and the quarters the tents, temporary housing where they're living is all under water.
Wow.
So they are living out on the streets under the blue sky. And because of that, because of the floods, there have been giant increase in mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
So when mosquitoes come, they bring in their whole set of diseases.
Yep.
We have had a rapid increase of dengue disease and malaria and other related diseases. And people are suffering. First, they don't have homes. Second, they don't have food. And third, they are being affected by all of these natural causes, like the mosquitoes.
You know, that was one of the things Michaela McCurdy, who works on our staff in disaster relief, she made that comment recently. And something that I just didn't realize is that more, especially children, but more people, especially children, die from waterborne illnesses or mosquitoes that come, those waterborne illnesses post a disaster, than actually are killed during the disaster.
That is correct to some extent. And we also have been helping in drilling hand pumps, water hand pumps, to provide them with clean
water. Just access to clean water, yeah.
Clean water. We did two of them in our last visit. The water is salty and it's muddy. Mm-hmm. And it's full of all kind of diseases.
Yeah.
Which the cattle and the people, they both are drinking.
Yeah.
So not only the people are dying, but the cattle is dying.
Yeah, which is another source of food and that income that is disappearing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Now, some of your churches were also affected by the flooding. Can you talk to us about what happened and some of the damage that you experienced?
Yes. Our main church in Karachi was flooded two times, more than 5.5 feet of water was in the sanctuary.
5.5 feet of water in the sanctuary.
And yes, the pews, the benches, they were floating in the water.
Oh my goodness.
And so we had to go through a whole process of cleaning them out and sanitizing them and refinishing them, which is painstakingly takes a long time. But not only that church, but there are many other churches we in our umbrella and Church of God family that were affected by this flooding in Karachi.
And the floodwaters, was it just rainwater or was it other water that was a part of that as well?
No, it was not just rainwater. It was a mixture of everything. It was sewage water. It was street water. It was flood waters. It was all chemicals. You couldn't smell the water. It was really bad because it left a film.
Yeah, it was on the cleanup
walls
has to
and
be
on the floors.
Yeah.
Cleaning out took weeks, not days.
Yeah. So have your churches been able, you've been able to finish that cleanup and continue to meet then again in those facilities?
Yeah. The cleaning was done, but the electrical works all the other structural works that were affected, we're still working on those.
Yeah.
But the basic cleaning to restart the worship and the services, that was done.
That's great. That. So you mentioned that you've done some hand pumps. Mm. I know that your church is very active in supporting communities that are affected by all kinds of tragedy and difficulty. So I assume you guys have been a part of a lot of different ways to kind of support people through this flooding. What has that looked like? How have you been able to care for people in the midst of this disaster?
We are caring mostly for women and children.
Yeah.
They are the most affected.
Yeah.
Or they are the ones who suffer the most.
Yeah.
The basic hygiene or hygienic needs of women and children are not met. They don't have shoes to wear. They don't have proper change of clothing and not proper availability of water to bathe themselves.
Yeah.
Malnutrition, their hair change color because of lack of nutrients in the body. So that is something we are targeting right now, and that is our one of our main focus is to meet those needs of the people.
That's another statistic I've heard is just that how women and children, but again, women are affected by natural disasters at a much greater level than our men because they're often the caregivers are the ones that do stay in the homes and take care of kids. And so it becomes a much higher effect on women in communities. And so I think the fact that you're targeting those vulnerable communities and vulnerable peoples, I think is really, really, really wise.
Yes, it's like in a family, in a unit of a family, usually food is given to the children first or maybe the husband eats a little bit. The mother is always the last one to eat or to bathe or to spend some money on herself, at least in these parts of the country. They are always the on the bottom of the totem pole, so to speak. So they suffer or they don't get those benefits like they should.
Yeah.
So the need is really great for women and for children and for the elderly. I mean, they also.
Absolutely. For those in the States that would want to pray for you or want to lift you guys up and lift the church up, what would be your prayer request for us in around the world, but especially those that listen in the United States? How can we be praying for you in these days and weeks ahead?
You know, I'm always grateful to the Church of God in the United States for all the prayer and encouraging words that they give us or send towards us. Church of God has always been there in a time of need for us, especially for the Church of God here in Pakistan. So it is my request that you continue to lift us up in your prayers, daily prayers, family prayers, individual prayers, wherever there is a opportunity, keep us in your prayers. And also to remember that those who are on the front lines, that you keep them also in your prayers, that, you know, they are also prone to getting sick and all those diseases that are out there. So remember them in your prayers too.
Have you guys seen an increase in like flooding and those kind of things in your country recently? Or has this kind of thing happened before?
Well, the intensity of the flooding have increased in the last 5 years or so.
Okay.
Before we used to have flooding, but now the pressure and the level, the height, the quantity of water that comes, that is much greater.
Yeah. And that's what we've heard in a lot of the places where we serve and work is just the intensity is more, and that causes greater damage. And you know, as a bus honks at us, I love that we're doing this in a taxi. One of the things that we talk about at Global Strategy, Michaela McCurdy, who again has walked us through this disaster relief kind of process, is that there's both a couple different measurements that we look at, both how much a country gets hit by natural disasters, but also their coping capacity and their ability to rebuild afterwards. And what she found as she did research is that of the global Church of God, so that's the Church of God outside of the U.S. and Canada, 77% of the global Church of God is in a country that is either high risk or very high risk for natural disaster. And that's both in frequency and intensity, but also in their ability to cope with it. And so we're seeing and hearing these stories more and more, and really believe that a big part of what our role is going to be is supporting churches like yours that are trying to love your community, that are trying to take care of the women and the elderly and the children that may not have the capacity to cope with disasters at this level. And so I just want to say thank you so much for the work that you're doing and that your church is doing, and that we're honored to get to be a part of that, a small part of that in supporting you. And we will certainly be praying for you as you continue to support the church and communities all across the country. You have an incredible reach throughout Pakistan.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for everything that you do. I want to thank Global Strategy for all that they do, and especially Reverend Don Armstrong, our regional coordinator. And like you said, Michaela and Andrew Yu and Jim Line and all the whole team. And the way you answer to our call to help. And I'm grateful that God will bless you and Global Strategy and the Church of God family all across the North American continent. And keep us in your prayers, and we will continue to do what the Lord has called us to do in this part of the world.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. We really appreciate you giving us that update. We will continue to keep you and your church in our prayers. Yeah, and hopefully the rest of our trip in Dubai will be a great experience as well.
Yes, definitely. I'm looking forward to this trip. It's been very fruitful and promising so far.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.